producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Sounds like a Sonny and Cher song, right? I got you, babe. Right?
It does sound familiar, doesn't it?
Okay, so here we are. Today is Tuesday, is it not? The 27th day of the month of October in the year of our Lord 2015. That's what Anno Domini means, the year of our Lord. What year is it really? As far as the history of the Earth, the planet itself, it's the year 4,750,813,439. Did you know that?
I didn't.
This is an old planet with lots of new things going on, but yet there is still old. The human race has been on the planet somewhere between 300,000 and 400,000 years in one way or another. We have come here from outer space. A lot of people think that that's nuts. But if you look at the way people act on the planet, it's pretty nuts in and of itself, right? Look at the violence all over the Middle East. Look at the violence in places in our lifetime, in Asia. The violence that has it's been more in the Middle East and in Asia than it has been in the Americas. It hasn't been much, you know, other than few Mexicans shooting it up with drugs and that sort of thing. It's not the same kind of violence. And maybe it's because of the heat, Kenny. By the end of this century, areas of the Persian Gulf could be hit by a wave of heat and humidity so severe that simply being outside for several hours could threaten your life.
Wow.
This information comes as a result of a study. People contributing to this climate change conference that's going on. One of the papers suggests that population centers in the Middle East are likely to, quote, experience temperature levels that are intolerable to humans. So where are those people going to go? Muggy. The dangerously muggy. We think it's muggy here in the Northeast, or it's muggy in the Mid-South. It was even muggy in Los Angeles a little bit this year, not a lot. But those conditions are changing. Muggy, heavy summer conditions predicted for places near the warm waters of the Gulf could overwhelm the ability of the human body to reduce its temperature through sweating and ventilation. I will tell you that I had an experience in Belize once. I went there for a broadcast for 3 days in the jungles of Belize in the Mayan area, saw some amazing things. The average temperature was 118 to 124 degrees, and for 3 days, I sat in a chair and did nothing but sweat. Nothing. It was so, the air was so heavy. I've never been in a situation like that ever before. So we had a movable trailer that had some air conditioning in it. People took turns in there. But there are a lot of people that will never be able to afford air conditioning because of the caste system in places like India, where the untouchables don't ever have anything. And there are other places in the world that are like that as well. So anyway, it gives us rise to also wonder about the violence. I started this conversation by thinking about the violence in the Middle East. Is it because of the heat? Is that why it's so violent there? I suppose that's one way of looking at it, or perhaps assigning some sort of reason. Is the kind of stuff going on there is not very reasonable. I don't think, or most people with common sense don't think it's very reasonable. So let's stick around a little bit. Israeli native and friend, mindbender Uri Geller talks with us about what's going on in his native land in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't fight the lib with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
There may have never been a Roaring Twenties if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Eric Geller joins us now. He's an international traveler. He's an internationally well-known motivator, paranormalist. He's written any number of books. Often you can download the books. Uri makes the books available at his website that he's written free. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. How many of the books that you've written are actually downloadable now on your website?
Well, most of my personal books, like my own biographies, autobiographies, some motivational books are available to download free of charge, which is a great service I try to give to people who actually cannot afford to buy a book. I mean, you realize that books went up in prices tremendously.
Yeah.
I remember when I could buy a paperback, a Bantam paperback in New York in the early 70s for between $99 and $1.20.
Mm-hmm. Not much of that, unless you buy them used on Amazon these days, Uri.
So, they're all on Amazon. They're all $8, $10 and up.
Yeah. I was talking about news not really being new and trying to get a focus on what is new today, because we are so often affected by worry and fear by watching the news. These people that go to bed at night, watch the 11 o'clock news or the 10 o'clock news, then they go to sleep, and all the things that are on their mind, the subconscious absorbs those things, and it begins, oftentimes it spoils your sleep and you don't even know it. So how do we wash these things out of our mind?
Doug, that's a very tough question and also very hard to answer, because what you're talking about, the news you're talking about, is a 24-hour non-stop bombardment of news, 85% of it being negative,
right.
Meaning wars and deaths and shootings and, you know, campuses, and you just can't escape it, because if you don't see it on television, you hear it on radio. If you don't hear it on radio, you've got it on your iPhone. On every mobile phone carries news today. Then you will have social media, so it's on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Google, etc., etc., etc. So how can one escape from it? Well, I'll tell you, the best thing to do is to give up all your electronical, you know, gadgets and stuff you have around you. That will stop you from hearing news, but then, you know, how do you kind of disconnect yourself from the whole world? You can't really do that. Therefore, my advice is to evoke, to ignite, to start to kind of kickstart your powerful, positive mind, and start thinking while all this negative information goes through your mind, let it go also out. So it's like, you know, it goes from one ear and out of the next. You have to wash it out and then empower yourself with good things, with positive things, with the people you love around you, with things that you want to achieve, with friends that contact you, with family, and so on and so on. So, I do visualization. I visualize a very beautiful scene in my inner eye, my third eye, and I almost like a television screen into which I put something very pleasant. So that's my little meditational empowerment to continue thinking positive.
All right. So under the circumstances, let's put that to a test, because you're a Jewish man. You grew up in Israel, and then when you became famous, you traveled around the world, lived in the United States for quite a long time, lived in England for a long time, now decided to go back to Israel to make that your home. And I've talked to you now because I know you've been back there for a month or so with a great level of interest in what's going on. A Jewish man was killed by Israeli troops who thought he was a Palestinian because he didn't show ID. They just shot him. This is the latest event in a situation, again, back to the good news or the bad news, or what it is that keeps people awake at night, and how do you counter that? How do you counter that specific sort of information that is so, and has been all week, so devastatingly distracting?
Well, it's very distracting for Israelis living in Israel, obviously to all Jews living, you know, outside of the borders of Israel. We have to really encounter this problem, and we have to be vigilant and very careful and very watchful. You know, I remember when I had a license to carry 8 weapons in New York, Frank Sinatra and myself, we were the only two people who were actually licensed to carry handguns. I used to be in a frenzy then. I used to carry 8 handguns on my body. Now people are telling me, you know, get a revolver, get a, you know, a gun. A lot of people are rushing to gun shops, and they're purchasing weapons in order to protect their lives. It's a very, very serious situation. You just don't know who is going to stab you in the back. This morning, a soldier was stabbed, and I mean, what you said is already in the past. Every day there is something. There are women who are stabbed, children who are stabbed. It's very, very scary, but we are... we have to be strong. We have to think positive. And I will be starting an Israeli television show once a week in which I will try to empower people how to overcome their fears.
There was a story of this sword-wielding guy that killed a teacher and a student in Sweden. When you think about the craziness in the world now, these things are happening everywhere. There's got to be a correction, Uri. There has to be some kind of mid-course correction for all the people on the planet.
There has to be a paradigm shift, and a serious one, and now.
Yeah, right. Now is the time. So will it be, is it today? Is it this week? Is it this month? Is it this year? A lot of it will depend on the collective thinking of people on the planet, because that's what it takes. The power of prayer, if you will, the power of thought, which is something that you work with people all the time on. So I wanted to get your perspective on that. Uri Geller, again, his website is urigeller.com, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Visiting with us here on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Of the Ringo and the All-Stars concert on Friday night was him singing this song, and he introed it. Meredith and I went to see I had not seen the All-Stars before. I've seen Ringo before, but he said as he introduced the song, he said, if you don't get this song, if you don't know it in the first three notes, you're in the wrong venue. And the audience screamed. I mean, the place was gone. This is an old classic, the Wang Theater and some of the other theaters were built originally for the silent movies. And so they've all been updated and stuff. It's a magnificent theater. It has been all redone. But it was like the roots of the place were shaking because of the music. The All-Stars include Todd Rundgren, Mr.'s lead singer, whose name I can't remember, lead singer from Toto, and the keyboardist from Santana. And if you don't think it was fabulous music being played by these guys, it was just terrific. What do we have? We got a Todd Rundgren song there, Peter.
Hello, yep. It's me.
Terrific. He started with this.
I've thought about it for a long time.
Very, very talented guy. I've never seen him before. I've heard Richie talk about him in glowing terms. Has anybody ever seen Todd Rundgren perform?
I saw him on one of Ringo's tours.
Yeah, what did you think?
It was great.
You agree with me in the energy department? Do you remember the names of any of these people? Kenny, the guy who's the lead singer of Mr., do you remember his name?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah. All right, so that's he sang. They all did three or four of their hits, in addition to Ringo going through all of his hits. That's why the concert lasted well over 2 hours. Who's the guy from Mr.? Go ahead, Peter.
Richard Page.
That's it, Page. Yep. As soon as the audience heard this song, it went crazy. Very, very solid voice. Both of us were marking how strong his voice and Todd Rundgren's voice was. Right. Very, very nicely done. And they've all learned the parts to the other songs, so it sounds like the original version of whatever the songs are being done. Even though all these guys are stars in their own right, they pick up the background singing and the instrumentation as the star is the focus on stage. The fellow from Toto, who remembers his name? He's got a big... Afro.
Is that Steve Lukather?
Yes. That's exactly who it is. I recognize.
I'm impressed, Doug.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You know these.
Well, the songs. I know all these songs. Heavens, who wouldn't know all the songs? There were three or four Toto songs this guy performed. They were fabulous, fabulous. But I'll tell you something. What made you feel comfortable wasn't just all of this. When the guy who was the keyboardist for Santana went to work, man, did you, everybody, Ringo made people feel comfortable, and then this guy, for whatever the reason, he's not Carlos Santana, Carlos Santana's guitarist, this is his keyboardist, who was responsible for most of the real music in the things like, oh yeah, Como Va, and whatever else. What have you, what'd you pick there, Peter? Yeah, Black Magic Woman, yeah. So, when you, whatever is not guitar is this guy on the keyboard. And it was fabulous. Just fabulous.
Carlos Santana, I ran into him breakfast about 2 months ago.
Really?
He still looks fantastic. He dresses all in the black.
Yeah. Well, he's on tour on his own now. Oh, he's got somebody else with him. But it was all built around Ringo. They all paid homage to Ringo. And Ringo would, he was singing his own songs. And then every... Oh, yeah, this is a great, he does a great version.
Oh, lovely.
But he's having so much fun.
Yeah.
That's the one thing, whatever I've seen, right, just having a ball.
Well, and he always seemed like he was having a ball.
Yeah.
That's why he's so beloved.
Right, exactly.
He was never sullen, never snotty, never...
You know, no, not hard to deal with.
And grateful.
He makes reference to the songs that he sings from the other band.
The other band. He also goes, what's my name? Everybody goes, oh, Ringo!
Ringo! 28 past the hour on Good Day. I can't get used to
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2255, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2255.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I say that, and then we get into murder and mayhem. Call me back when the fun starts. Get a note from somebody. You talk about being fun, and then you're talking about all the wars and all of the malcontents and the miscreants and all of the things that are ugly, and that's an unfortunate reality. Do we not talk about them? Shall I have just good news week? That's one way of doing it. I could do that. But then people would be upset because this is supposed to be a program about the events that are going on. And then we work at finding a goodness in some of it, if not most of it. There are times, though, especially when we're going in depth into certain stories or certain ideas, that just doesn't play. Such is the case when looking at the situation in Oklahoma. Now, after yesterday and over the weekend, talking about this lady who drove around a barricade, ran a red light, and drove over a police motorcycle before she crashed into the crowd. Four people were killed. The story yesterday, Kenny, as I recall, was that she was drunk or high or in some sort of mental state that might have given her an out. But the story about Adashia Chambers, as it unfolds, appears that she purposely hit these parade spectators. And four people died. How many more injured? I think seven or eight anyway. So the DA there says they're going after her for murder. Murder. Car is a weapon. Murder. Why? Who knows what the state of mind is? Why is it that people get this angry? Is it the story last week with a fellow, there were two men driving on a highway, I think it was New Mexico, wasn't it?
Yes.
Albuquerque. Albuquerque. One fellow cuts the other one off, and then the other fellow chases him and pulls up in front of him, pulls out a gun, starts shooting. and kills a 4-year-old girl that's in the truck. The fellow who had, I never really quite figured out who cut who off originally. Did you ever figure that out? Who was responsible for the first act of mayhem or violence?
I'm not sure. I think I thought I had heard that the shooter was the person who cut him off in the first place.
Right.
That the other guy pulled up next to him and there were some heated words exchanged or shouted.
Right. Lots of anger. Here's another story about a police officer that's being investigated. You may have seen some of this video. It's gone viral of the officer and the student in a South Carolina school. Did you see that video?
Yeah, it's something else.
Authorities are trying to figure out what this encounter was all about. It was captured on two videos, and they have both gone viral. Show a white police officer in a classroom grabbing a black student by the neck, flipping her backward as she sat at her desk, then dragging her and throwing her across the floor. What the hell's a guy who's that angry doing as a police officer at a school, being a police officer? The video was shot by students in the classroom. Again, remember, there's no privacy anymore. National news outlets ricocheting this video across social media platforms and television all over the place last night. You can imagine how angry now the debate comes over officers and how they treat black people, children, adults. This was just plain stupid from what I can see. But this guy's out of control. The sheriff told the TV station that the officer had been responding to a disruptive student who was refusing to leave the classroom at this high school. 52% black and 30% white in this 2,000 student school. Officials didn't release the name of either the student or the deputy, but students identified the officer as Ben Fields, listed on the school district's website as one of the two officers assigned to the high school. His biography on the website said he coaches the school football team's defensive line and the team's strength and conditioning coach. Officer Fields did not respond to a voice message left at his home. The superintendent of schools said officials were deeply concerned about the confrontation. School and sheriff's investigators say the officer is not allowed to work at any district school pending the investigation. A statement from the sheriff said officials in his department were aware of the incident, looking into circumstances that left this as something that people are going to talk about today and this week for sure. The video of the classroom encounter, reminiscent of a video earlier this year that captured a white police officer in Texas shoving a black teenage girl in a bikini to the ground at a gathering at a neighborhood swimming pool. The police in that instance had been responding to reports of a fight and a disturbance at a pool party. Remember that, Kenny? That was, I think it was in late May or June. It was at the end of the school season. In the classroom confrontation yesterday, one of the videos shows the officer approaching the girl as she sits at a desk in a classroom. He urges her to come with him. When she refuses, the officer grabs her arm and places his own around her neck. He flips her backward on the desk, drags her out of the room, tosses her on the floor. You can't really see clearly what happens next. The camera's view is blocked by other students. The officer is heard telling the girl several times, "Give me your hand, give me your hand." And then in the other video, he can be heard telling another student, "I'll put you in jail next." What could be going on in school that's that dangerous? And what have we come to in America? We need police officers in our schools anyway. The big city schools have police officers. Wow. What a confrontation. South Carolina newspaper this morning says that the girl and a male student were arrested at the school after the confrontation, charged with disturbing the peace. Girl released in the custody of her parents last night. But as the video spread, there are a lot of people who are getting worked up about this. The lady that runs the American Civil Liberties Union in South Carolina said, quote, "There is no justification whatsoever for treating a student like this, regardless of the reason for the action. Such egregious use of force against young people who are sitting in a classroom is outrageous. Schools ought to be a place to grow and learn, not a place to be brutalized." What kind of action is there? I will tell you that I wouldn't tolerate, I wouldn't have a student in a school like that. Man, would I be making noise to the school board about this? You could say, well, you don't know what else was going on. I think that the video is pretty clear, Kenny, isn't it? It looks pretty clear.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. All right, well, there's sure more to come out of that. Going back to the idea of why people are so angry, all this road rage, we have an expert with us whose name is Dr. Christian Conti. He's been studying anger in the human existence. How is it that we are, some of us, so angry? And why are we acting the way we act? So we'll get an explanation and a little more in-depth on that and in that vein in a moment here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vivascal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Vivascal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Vivascal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Vivascal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Vivascal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Vivascal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing.
printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Kenny and I have Dr. Christian Conti with us. He's an award-winning tenured professor at the University of Nevada. He is a licensed professional counselor, certified psychologist, author, professional speaker. So let's focus in, Dr. Conti, on the statement from the police in Albuquerque that a suspect had, in fact, confessed. Apparently his name is Tony Torres, 32, charged with various counts, being held in lieu of $650,000 cash bail in the Albuquerque jail, picked up as the person of interest, and then charged with the death of Lily Garcia, who was shot in an outrageous road rage case. Police say that this guy, Garcia, Garcia is the father of this girl, traveling on Interstate 40, attempting to get off the freeway. Torres cut across the traffic and forced Garcia out of the lane. Investigators say Garcia and Torres exchanged words. Torres pulled out a gun and fired at Garcia's truck, hitting this four-year-old girl. And when you see the picture of her, what you're going to think about Mr. Torres is that he should be hung from the nearest post. So what is there about this? How is it psychologically that people get this angry, Dr. Conti?
Well, first of all, good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's more common than you think. And maybe it doesn't get to the extreme where people are firing guns as frequently. But road rage is extremely common. And I agree that it's scary and people want to know why or how did it get to this point. And one of the things that happens is when we're on the road, when we're driving, and if someone cuts us off, there is a fight or flight fear response that shoots through us.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, that turns into something called survival rage. They become so angry and so single-minded that they can't think of anything else but revenge, or that they can use the excuse of I felt threatened.
Well,
I felt like my life
isn't
was threatened.
All about them. It becomes, they're so self-absorbed that nothing makes any difference to them except what's going on with them. It's like we've raised a whole generation. There's this culture that you've suggested of people who are delusional.
Well, I really think that, you know, people have always been impatient, but we certainly live in a world where people have access to getting information and things whatever they want in a fast food.
I want what I want, and I want it now.
Exactly.
Sort of, yeah.
And so let's say, you know, you're driving down the road and someone does something and you didn't want that to happen, and you've been trained for years to, I want what I want, and if I don't get it, I'm going to get angry.
Yeah.
And so fights get heated. And then, you know, my understanding is both drivers were angry. So when one driver goes to the extreme.
Well, any of us who drive a great deal, you see this happening all the time. It happened to me yesterday driving down a road. I'm driving in the right-hand lane. Somebody zipped across from the left-hand lane right in front of me. It's all about me. I got to be there first. Get out of my way.
Oh, it happened to me 2 days ago, dropping my daughter off at school.
Yeah.
I was letting a bus go, and the woman behind me just kept laying on her horn.
Yeah.
And then when we pulled up and dropped her off, she ended up just sitting there for a while. So it wasn't like she was in that big of a hurry.
Yeah, doesn't
people get really angry.
It's always rewarding when somebody passes me and you meet up with them at the next light and you're right next to them. Well, how much gas did you burn getting there first, pal? That kind
right.
of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, go ahead.
Well, I have a little anecdote, I think, that kind of puts road rage in perspective. There was a king who had this giant stack of gold, and he wanted to display it for the village. So he puts it out there, and he puts 20 of his best soldiers around the gold. And so this thief comes by, and he sees this gold, and he thinks, man, this is awesome. So he just walks right up to it and tries to steal it. But there are 20 guards there, so they just quickly apprehend him. They take him in front of the king. And the king said, man, you're blowing my mind. He said, I don't understand. You didn't see that my 20 soldiers right there, and you still tried to steal my gold? And the thief said, all I saw was the gold.
Uh-huh. There it is.
And that's what happens in road rage. Like, people get so angry and they say, I need this vengeance
focus now.
And that's all they see.
Yep.
Yes.
Focus, focus, focus. DrChristianConti.com is the website for Dr. Conti. Thank you for being here to help us understand this crazy situation. Have a good day.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I only like all natural fruits and beverages, organically grown, with no preservatives. Are you sure they're real lemons?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll buy a pack if you buy a box of my delicious Girl Scout cookies. Do we have a deal?
Are they made from real Girl Scouts?
Last night, unhinged, you were like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me.
Just like that. MC Hammer did the theme for the Addams Family movie, number one Halloween movie during this time in 1991. The Addams Family Groove is the music from the movie, and that's how we get started in Movie Moments with movie music. Chuck Curry will join Roberta and Joy and Kenny and me in a moment with the list of box office totals for the weekend. I'll have a little review of the Steven Jobs movie. Maybe there has been something seen by Joy she wants to talk about, and Kenny's always welcome to chime in here, but Chuck is the expert when it comes to videos, DVDs, and that sort of thing. So we'll get to his expertise in a moment here on Good Day.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Know how!
When you buy Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for only $3.49 a quart, you're not just buying the name on the bottle. You're buying the name on the door, on our shirts, that oil filter on aisle four, and all the know-how that comes with it. So even though Napa Synthetic is now only $3.49 a quart, you know it's worth so much more. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/14/15.
Well, they can't do away with Rick.
I'm listening to this.
Do away with them, but something's going to happen.
I know I'm on. I'm listening to these
guys.
Would not
be able to get a gun.
Peter says you're on. I'm barely on. Listening to Roberta and Chuck back and forth about the current version of the Addams Family called The Walking Dead. Which is a little bit rougher than
talking, Doug, how iconic a show it is, and you're missing easily one of the five greatest shows ever produced on television.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
What I'm missing is 24. I wish somebody would
I love that, too. You know that.
Jack Bauer to come back. All right, Chuck, how'd the box office total shake out for the weekend?
The Martian with Matt Damon, number one for the third straight weekend. This is a bona fide hit. Yeah. $15.9 million over the weekend.
But how can you do a sequel to it? The Jupiterian? What are they going to do next?
There's not going to be a sequel, but it goes to show you, Matt Damon is easily one of the biggest stars in the business in the entire movie.
Well, but it's also a terrific story.
Yeah,
it's like watching Castaway on Mars with more characters, but it's a solid film. Goosebumps plays second, $15 million, and we get number two. Tom Hanks starring Vehicle Bridges, Spies, $11.3 million, $32 million in 2 weeks. The Last Witch Hunter with Vin Diesel. Why he did this film, I don't know.
That looked awful.
Transylvania part two, the cartoon animated film, $9 million, $148 million in 5 weeks. Steve Jobs came in seventh. I went to see it over the weekend. I'm on the minority here. I thought the movie was pretty detached. There were individual scenes that I really liked, but the script is not linear. It doesn't. If you didn't know who Steve Jobs was before you saw this movie, I don't think you're going to know him after you see it.
See, it's interesting.
Really?
Meredith said
Michael
the same thing.
I thought was really good. But
didn't
feel
good.
Like Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he was good. Meredith didn't like it. I did. Joy, you saw it. What did you think of it?
I think it's going to be an Oscar contender.
Really?
I think the thing about Steve Jobs is he's still sort of unknowable. He's still an enigma. But there's no question.
How much of that
impact.
Movie is true? Was the real Steve Jobs? Did Fassbender play the real Steve Jobs?
As far as we know, I think he did.
Really?
He was really, he didn't work
so
quite well
with others.
So he
was like that with his daughter and...
Yeah,
and,
we know that's factual. Right. Yeah, and he was... Well, he was an adopted child, and that whole thing. I think we don't understand how much adoption affects people. I think we really don't. Especially when they have children, of how could somebody give me away? Mm. So it's a very complicated issue.
With that, the script they used by Aaron Sorkin, I never felt when I watched that movie that this man had the ability to run a company and be the genius that he was.
Well, he didn't really run the company. He was the genius, but he didn't really run the company ever.
It had a detached feel. I never was sucked into the story. It almost plays like sound bites, different individual points of view in his life, but never felt like a story that I got sucked into, and I had a problem with that.
Well, it was a significant story anyway about an interesting and important man. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.